Hello, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And if it's your first time listening, or perhaps like one member of today's show, your first time joining us, I will explain the rules to you very briefly. So essentially, topics have gone out on Twitter last night on the Anfield Rap Twitter account. Everyone's been voting away about what they want us to chat about on today's show. So we are duty bound to talk about what has won out in the public vote, apart from the fact that everyone here has got a wild card in their back pocket. So if they decide that they don't really like the sound of whatever would like us to chat about, they can play one wild card and one wild card only to talk about something else. Not anything else. You know, they can't talk about, for example, how much they enjoyed the Mr. Bobby Christmas single or their opinions on anything else at all, really. It's just got to be the other topics that were the options that democracy didn't choose. But all that aside, I've got Neil Atkinson with me, I've got Robbie O'Neill with me, I've got Belinda Barty with me, and I've got Emma Kay for the very first time with me, which is exciting. And Emma, we're going to dive straight into LSC. And the options were Conor Bradley's rise, Andy Robertson's return, or the game that you're excited for. And everyone wanted to talk about Conor Bradley, which is unsurprising after the performance that we saw from him last week. And I mean, the obvious kind of most recent news about him is incredibly sad. And I know everyone sympathizes massively with what's going on. It's hard to imagine a week of higher highs or lower lows for such a young man. And you really do have to empathize in terms of what he's got going on at the minute, because he gets to have that goal against Chelsea, puts in an absolutely incredible performance. He said that it felt like he was living in a dream. He was obviously absolutely on top of the world. And then within the same week, the most unimaginable tragedy and loss. You've got to really feel for the lad.
Yeah, I mean, my heart goes out to him, honestly, because I can't, you know, everyone deals with things in different ways and things like that, even though you might have had like a similar thing happen to yourself. Everyone deals with things in different ways, but to have it of that stature and like those dream coming true and then his nightmare happening at the same time, where'd you go with that? Like, how'd you feel? Like, day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour, like, must just be like an absolute roller coaster for him.